try and try again, world leaders scramble to limit damage from Greece's debt problems.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Steve Chiatakis. Now, the global perspective. What's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world? A new plan is emerging to fix the euro debt crisis and, well, save the euro. It involves Greece being allowed to default on its debt. But there are doubts about the plan and whether it can be implemented soon enough. For more, Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Adrian.
So what's this new plan?
It's not a formal plan yet. This is coming off the record briefings from IMF and other officials in Washington. But there are three elements. Greece defaults on 50% of its debt. The Eurozone bailout fund is beefed up to around $3 trillion. And some of this money would then be used to strengthen European banks.
Now, this isn't the first plan we've seen put forward to end this crisis. Will this one actually work?
If it's implemented, it would settle a lot of investors' fears. But there is a feeling this is not so much a plan, more an American wish list. There's still a lot of disagreement among Europeans about some of this. For example, whether Greece should be allowed to default. Then there's the timing. The idea is it'll be 6 weeks before this plan is formally unveiled. That's a problem, says Neil McKinnon of VTP Capital Group.
Any delay leaves open the possibility of fresh volatility, fresh market crises, an increase in the odds of global economic recession.
And adding to the uncertainty this week, you've got parliaments in four countries, including Germany and Finland, voting on the previous rescue plan. If any of these parliaments vote no, all bets are off. The Eurozone will have to come up with yet another plan.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
OK, Adrian.
Now let's do the numbers. As we just heard, there's some optimism from Europe this morning, lifting markets there. Asian markets are down. The Dow finished last week at 10,771. Around the country, gas prices are falling. In some parts of Michigan, Missouri, and Texas, drivers are paying less than $3 a gallon. Lucky ducks.
Television is still the most popular source for local news. Three-quarters of Americans tune in at least once a week, mainly for the weather and breaking local news. Only about half turn to newspapers, which are still considered the top source for local government news. And almost that many are logging onto the internet to get things like restaurant recommendations.
So we know that fewer people are congregated around any one of these news outlets on a given day.
That's Tom Rosensteel, one of the study's authors. He says breaking down news by categories shows how fractured the local media landscape has become, which has implications for advertisers.
If you're an advertiser, you need to be in more places.
Newspapers are still widely read, but the survey also suggests they're not indispensable. 69% of respondents said if their local newspaper ceased to exist, it wouldn't have a major impact on their ability to get local news. Newspapers may be in better shape than radio, though. Just over half of respondents said they use radio for local news, mostly for traffic reports. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
That was Marketplace's Elisa Roth reporting on a new study from the Pew Research Center.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
New reports suggest renewable energy isn't the job engine that some hoped, but many struggling towns are paving the way for whatever green jobs they can get. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
Shoppers in the desert town of Lancaster, California, drive right past empty parking spaces near the front of a building. Here, a good spot means
shade.
What happens if you don't find a spot in the shade?
You're going to burn.
It's like walking into an inferno.
You know, it's brutally painful.
That last voice is Lancaster Mayor Rex Paris at City Hall. Even he had to park in the sun when he took office in 2008.
None of these were covered. You see, that's quite an expense.
Now a private company, Solar City, has paid for roofs on public parking. It puts solar panels on top and sells the power to the city. It's one of many partnerships that's made Lancaster's city buildings 90% solar-powered.
And we've sealed the cost at 13 cents a kilowatt.
Cheaper than the local utility. But Lancaster's got issues beyond hot cars and power bills, like high unemployment, rampant foreclosures. The last time the town really shone was the 1950s.
The Air Force rocket plane X-15 chalks up another record at Edwards Air Force Base in California.
From then until the 80s, research around the airbase filled Lancaster with pilots and engineers. The mayor thinks solar startups can restore tech culture. He's offered tax breaks and fast-track permits.
If they come here, they can get on the grid faster, is really what it comes down to.
The city's cut paperwork for residential solar, too. That helped KB Home build its new all-solar subdivision, Arroyo. Vice President Tom DePrima says it's selling.
30 homes in about 3 months.
Families can get a solar system that covers almost all their energy.
The air's running, the lights are on in this house. But when you look at the meter, it's barely turning.
But UCLA economist Jerry Nicholsberg says right now, solar power jobs are mostly short-term in construction.
Renewable energy, once it's in place, typically does not take very many employees to keep it going.
For real growth, Lancaster needs whole companies and factories. A sunny reputation is just a start. I'm Eve Troe from Marketplace.
And finally, when Prince William drove away from Buckingham Palace on his wedding day, he borrowed his dad's Aston Martin. According to The Guardian, in the rush of the moment, William forgot a driving basic and left the handbrake on. Whoops. I guess the royals are just like the rest of us, crazy wealthy, but still imperfect. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Find more at marketplace.org. This is APM, American Public Media.
Dynamic pricing. The practice is expanding now more than ever, and it applies to everything from DVD players to airline tickets.
You can see drops of $100, $200 over the course of a couple of days.
I'm Bob Moon, so when's it best to buy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.